Janesville, Howell, and Tuscaloosa are three cities in three states that are on today's CNN Student News Roll Call. Janesville's in Wisconsin. The Craig High School Cougars are there, kicking off today's segment. Next to Howell, Michigan, it's where we've got the Highlanders on our list. They're watching from Howell High School. And in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, it's the Eagles we're talking about. Thank you for watching at Duncanville Middle School. A great mystery we covered this school year involved Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It hasn't been solved. The plane hasn't been found. No wreckage has been recovered. Malaysian officials released satellite information earlier this week. Experts used this to conclude that the plane crashed somewhere in the southern Indian Ocean. But critics say there are some holes in the data, that it's not complete, and the search itself has been put on hold.
Wednesday marks the last day for the Bluefin 21 to carry out its underwater search for flight MH370 in the southern Indian Ocean, just around 1,600 kilometres away from the western coast of Australia. Now, it's carried out more than 20 missions over the last few weeks, searching an area of around 40 square kilometres at a time. But now that underwater search is going to meet quite a lengthy pause, longer than we were expecting, while the Australian authorities, Malaysian and Chinese as well, tender for new contractors for phase two. They want to bring this one step up, where they want one contractor to provide several underwater search vehicles, side scan sonars they want, that will map out and check out a wider area in that 60,000 square kilometer search zone, searching for any signs of the plane, any kind of debris as well, or the black boxes, which could lead to the answers of what exactly happened on board flight MH370.
This is a dangerous season for young drivers. AAA, an organization that promotes safety on the road, says the 100 deadliest days for teenage drivers start on Memorial Day. Chances of a fatal crash are 26% higher now than they are the rest of the year. So they've released a few tips on driving safety. One, drive only when you have somewhere to go. Just driving around for the heck of it can increase the risk of a wreck. Two, spend some time driving with a parent. Might not be as fun as with your friends, but they've been driving a long time and can explain how to handle different situations. Also, the more friends you have in the car, the more likely you are to crash. Three, drive less at night. AAA says more than half of nighttime crashes happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. George Orwell's book 1984 was published in 1949. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, 1932. Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, 1953. They all imagine what the world would be like decades or hundreds of years in the future. Scientists are trying to do that now, but with cities.
What if you could build the perfect city from scratch? What would it look like? Around the globe, developers are trying to answer those questions. In Songdo, South Korea, it's a $35 billion pre-planned smart city that uses pneumatic tubes to transport trash. In the desert of Abu Dhabi, Masdar City is a $19 billion oasis to sustainable energy that recycles 80% of its water and is replacing cars with electric pods.
Have now arrived at your destination.
And in Japan, a $592 million town called Fujisawa will soon have smart streetlights with motion sensors that create an invisible security network. Each house will also be solar powered and has the capability to stay off the grid for up to 3 days. Many of these massive projects like Masdar have been government funded, but increasingly, money is coming from commercial and private organizations. A New York-based development firm called Gale International is building Songdo, while Fujisawa is funded by Panasonic. So far, the answer is mixed. 33,000 have moved into Songdo. Fujisawa will only build 1,000 homes. And Masdar currently only has a few thousand residents. To attract more people, Masdar has deliberately courted academics and scientists, teaming with MIT to build a satellite campus, the hope being that the masses will follow the brains. In each case, these custom-built towns seem to be more laboratory than final product. Each is trying to look into the future to see what tomorrow's generation will need. One thing seems clear. The world's major cities aren't going anywhere. But these pop-up cities may very likely show us all how to live better.